We're at the front here of Barber Threads in Hilden. This is the main gates. 2,000 people would have come out of these gates every evening, up through the streets of Hilden, out of what was at that time the largest linen thread manufacturer in the world. This factory employed over 2,000 people and was the centre of, I suppose, industry in Lisburn. And linen was very, very much to the fore in the history of this locality. And linen figures heavily in scripture. The high priest in Israel had special garments, and many of those garments were constructed from fine twined linen and scarlet thread that itself was made from linen as well. The high priest had two primary functions in Israel. First and foremost, he offered sacrifice for the sins of the people. Blood sacrifice, blood atonement was offered by the high priest upon the altar in the court of the tabernacle. And that blood atonement covered the sins of the people legally in the eyes of God. And then another function he had was to go into the holy place in the tabernacle, and then within the veil into the holiest of all, where he would intercede and pray for the children of Israel. Now the Bible says that Jesus Christ is our great high priest. And he has offered one sacrifice for sins forever, one perfect sacrifice upon the cross, never to be repeated again, one sacrifice for sins forever. And then he has gone into heaven itself, the Bible says, now to appear in the presence of God for us. And the Bible says in Hebrews 7, he is able to save to the uttermost all that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. And so if the high priest in Israel was a type of Christ, the garments that he wore have something to teach us about the Saviour as well. And one of the primary pieces of clothing was the coat of fine linen. It's spoken of here in Exodus 28, verse 39. Thou shalt embroider the coat of fine linen. And that coat of fine linen covered the body of the high priest. Fine linen in scripture, according to Revelation, speaks of righteousness. Fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And that coat of fine linen that covered the body of the great high priest is a picture of the perfect righteousness of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 3 tells us concerning humanity, there is none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. But the Lord Jesus Christ, born of a virgin, the God-man Christ Jesus, God manifest in the flesh, was perfect in every aspect of his life, being, and character. Whenever he was brought before Pilate, Pilate said, I find no fault in this man. Pilate's wife said, have nothing to do with that just man. The dying thief said, this man hath done nothing amiss. The centurion said, truly, this was a righteous man. And the word of God said, he was manifested to take away sin, and in him is no sin. He hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. The Bible says he did no sin, and the Bible says he was without sin. This is the perfection, the sinlessness, the impeccability of Jesus Christ, our Lord. He's a perfect Saviour. He lived a perfect life. He offered up that perfect life as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. And that's why the Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Horatius Bonner, the Scottish preacher and hymn writer, said it this way, man is a complete sinner, but Jesus Christ is a complete Saviour. And Jesus Christ saves complete sinners completely. So whenever I think of linen, and we think of it as it's spoken of in the Word of God, and that linen coat reminds me of the absolute perfection of Jesus Christ our Saviour. And whenever we measure our lives against him, we see how far we have fallen short of the glory of God. But it also shows us that he's able to save us completely, because he's a perfect Saviour. Do you know him today? Do you know Christ as your Saviour, as your Lord, and as your Master? I trust that you do. And if you don't, I trust that you will, by putting your faith and trust in him who said, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.